Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Correspondences of Magic, with a brief discussion of magnetism. Magnetism is the irresistible attraction of one object toward another via an invisible field. In traditional science, this class of phenomena is usually restricted to metals or minerals that contain a large amount of iron element. However, this phenomena is universal when applied to the realm beyond the physical. The human mind is irresistibly attracted to one idea or another, and ideas or spirits may be attracted into the mind of any human by knowing the proper method. For example, take the cheap sort of a person. Just simply implying that something can be gotten for free is enough to attract this type of person to any sort of product or service. In fact, the whole field of advertising is based upon the manipulation of a subtle psychic magnetism. Words and pictures have always had an immense spiritual power. It is, after all, because of these things that we consider ourselves above the level of animal intelligence. Our ability to separate a thing quite ordinary and inert into an abstract idea of power and beauty is the source of all of the philosophy, art, and science of mankind. The gods are simply our most sublime iconizations of our own abstract thinking. The most simple and direct method that we can use to magnetically attract an idea into our lives is by constructing a precise summary of this desire for our minds to present to our unconscious and superconscious mind so that this thing can be drawn into manifestation. A talisman is the perfect example of this. Talismanic magic is both simple and extremely powerful. The only thing that you need to do is to construct a talisman, which is a magical object of any kind, that accurately reflects your desire, and to create an atmosphere wherein your talisman may be charged by the appropriate invisible force. You will learn this and many other things in this level of the New Hermetics. This program will enable you to connect with the planetary energies for the purpose of creating talismans. These archetypal energies of the planets form the basis of most sophisticated forms of magic, as well as a system for understanding your unconscious drives and desires. In this program, you will learn a little bit about the shapes and powers attributed to the seven ancient planets, and you will install these shapes into your unconscious to activate and to strengthen the powers of these archetypal forces, so that you can use these linear shapes to make powerful talismans. Please have the seven colored cards that came with this program with you, in numerical order from the three-sided triangle to the nine-sided Enneagram, so that you can look at them at the appropriate times during this program. You will want to listen to this program in a room with enough light so that you can see the shapes on the cards. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now please find a quiet place where you can sit or lie down in a comfortable position for about the next half hour undisturbed. Allow yourself to comfortably settle into place, moving your body into the perfect position for you. And as you're getting comfortable, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And in. And down. And in. And out. And in. And out. and continue breathing slowly and deeply. And as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, you will become more and more relaxed with each breath that you take. And as you're becoming more and more relaxed, I would like you to press your fingers together using your meditation anchor to allow yourself to enter into the totally relaxed and focused altered state. And as you are relaxing more and more deeply, I would like you to move through your body, starting with your feet, and allowing yourself to relax. Relaxing your ankles and calves, and your thighs and genitals. Relaxing your buttocks and your back, and your stomach and chest, and your shoulders and your arms and hands, and your neck and your face and your head, allowing yourself to relax more and more deeply and moving into your perfect state of relaxation and focus. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It's an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to the left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you can look to the yellow wall in the east of your inner temple before you, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, "Knowledge." And you look to the red firewall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, "Will." And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, "Daring." And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, "Silence." And you face the yellow wall once again, extending your imaginary arms into the form of a cross, and saying, "Before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. I'd like you to look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you again, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, remaining partially in your inner temple and partially in your physical body, I would like you to open your eyes and look down at the cards with the shapes on them in front of you. And I would like you to lift the cards up before your eyes about 5 inches away from your face so that you are looking at the triangle. Look at the shape on the card. Focus your eyes on the center of the shape, and just let the shape be in front of you. Just allow yourself to receive the shape passively while you concentrate on its center. This shape is used for Saturnian talismans, dealing with structures, limitation, responsibility, seriousness, reincarnation, death, inheritances, and old age. The three-sided triangle is the first shape that is possible. It is the first possible form and is associated with Saturn. It is the most structurally strong shape and will support effectively anything that is constructed with triangles. Medieval sorcerers used triangles to bind spirits, because they believed the limiting force of the triangle would confine the spirit. The triangle may be used in any effort to restrict, structure, or limit anything. Talismans having to do with the energies of Saturn should be triangular in shape. Now close your eyes and look upward and let this shape imprint. Structures, limitation, responsibility, seriousness, reincarnation, death, inheritances, old age. And now I'd like you to open your eyes and look at the next shape, the square. The square is Jupiterian, the energies of Jupiter, and is used for talismans associated with generosity, abundance, leadership, vision, acquiring wealth, legal issues, luck, and expansion. Look at the shape on the card and focus your eyes on the center of this shape, letting the shape just be in front of you. Allow yourself to receive the shape passively, concentrating on the center. The square is the shape of the number 4, the number of Jupiter. Any talisman having to do with the energies of Jupiter should be square in shape. The shape of a square implies the form of a castle or walled structure, which explains its association with society, prestige, rulership, and other qualities of Jupiter. This shape also implies the four elements working in balanced harmony. Now close your eyes and look upward and allow this shape to imprint. Generosity. Abundance. Leadership. Vision. Acquiring wealth. Legal issues. Luck. Expansion. Now, open your eyes and look at the next shape, which is the shape of the pentagram. The pentagram is the shape of Mars. It is used for talismans associated with justice, strength, force, violence, energy, war, aggression, courage, athletics. Look at the shape on the card, focusing your eyes on the center of the shape. Just allow yourself to receive the shape passively while you concentrate on its center. The pentagram is the force of Mars. The shape of the pentagram implies the human form, with head, arms, and legs outstretched. This shape represents the strength of the human spirit over the four elements. We humans also have five fingers on each of our hands, the tools we use to manifest our wills. Martial talismans are five-sided. Now, allow your eyes to close, look upward, and let this shape imprint. Justice. Strength. Force. Violence. Energy, war, aggression, courage, competition, athletics, masculinity. Now, open your eyes once again and look at the next shape, the hexagram. The hexagram is associated with the sun and is used for talismans associated with harmony, balance, wholeness, friendship, peace. Simply look at the shape on the card, looking at the very center of the shape and letting the shape be in front of you, allowing yourself to receive and absorb the shape passively, concentrating on its center. The hexagram is made up of two triangles, one pointing toward the heavens, one toward the earth. The number six is the number of the sun, the center of the universe, the center of ourselves. It is the connecting point between humanity's animal and divine nature. Solar talismans are six-sided. Now, allow your eyes to close and look upward, allowing this shape to imprint. Harmony. Balance. Wholeness. Friendship. Health. Youth. Peace. Illumination. Money. Divine power. Now, please open your eyes and look at the next shape, the heptagram. The heptagram is associated with the planet Venus. Talismans associated with love, desire, aesthetics, beauty, pleasure, art. These are the talismans associated with this shape. Now just look at the shape on the card, focusing your eyes on the center, and just let the shape be in front of you, allowing yourself to receive the shape passively, simply concentrating on its center. The number 7 is associated with the days of the week, the 7 ancient planets, the 7 colors of the rainbow, and a number of other natural phenomena. It has always been considered a beneficial or lucky number, a magical number. Talismans associated with Venus are 7-sided. Now, close your eyes, look up and allow this shape to imprint. Love. Desire. Aesthetics. Nurture. Beauty. Pleasure. Art. Luxury. Aphrodisiac. Perfume. Femininity. Now, open your eyes and look at the next shape, the octagram. The octagram is associated with the planet Mercury. Talismans for reason, communication, logic, and knowledge are associated with this shape. Just simply look at this shape. Focus your eyes on the center of the shape, allowing the shape to be in front of you. Without trying to examine it, just allow yourself to receive the shape, concentrating on the center of the shape. 8 is a number associated with systems. The octave of musical notes, the 8 Chinese trigrams, Timothy Leary's 8 circuit model of consciousness. These are just a few examples. This number implies science, patterns, and knowledge of all sorts. Talismans of Mercury are 8-sided. Now, simply close your eyes and allow this shape to imprint, looking up. Reason, communication, logic, knowledge, success in examinations, travel, writing, school, science, medicine, mathematics, the mind, self-improvement, statistics. Now, open your eyes once again and look at the last shape, the Enneagram. The Enneagram is associated with the moon. Talismans for imagination, instinct, subconscious, emotion, the astral world, clairvoyance. These are associated with the Enneagram. Just simply look at the shape on the card in front of you, focusing your eyes on the center of the shape, letting the shape just be in front of you. allowing yourself to receive the shape passively, concentrating on the very center of the shape. Nine is the number of the moon. The number nine is associated with the emotions, the tides, the nine muses of ancient Greece. Lunar talismans have nine sides. Now, allow your eyes to close, looking upward and letting this shape, imprint, imagination, instinct, subconscious, emotion, the astral world, clairvoyance, dreams, sleep, the ocean. Now, once again, find yourself in your inner temple, facing the east. I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head. Experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow eastern wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right creation, to my left manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places and allowing them to fade, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you turn to face the blue water wall once again and go out through the door into your normal physical awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused in the here and now. 3, wiggling your fingers and toes. 4, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. And 5, fully awake, alert, and clear. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the other side for your next listening.